Let's turn our attention to employment, and we've got some great news about some new internships which will be up for grabs shortly. It's a partnership between RNIB and Thomas Pocklington Trust that we have with us Martin O'Kane from RNIB and Emma Hughes from Pocklington. Emma, great news about the partnership and the internships, but you are basing this on some existing work around employment.
We currently have an intern programme called Get Set Progress, which we've delivered since 2015. So we have a tried and tested model of delivery of this programme. And so we're delighted to be able to work with RNIB to be able to expand that programme and to be able to offer the sector the opportunity to take on 20 new interns.
These, as you say, Emma, have been successful in the past, but tell us more about the internships themselves and the kind of people you're looking for.
The kind of people that we're looking for to fill the intern roles will be blind and partially sighted people that are maybe looking at a career change. It could be somebody who's been out of work for a period of time. But we're also looking for the host organisations to come up with some really, really good quality internships. We currently have 5 interns who are based with external partners within the sight loss sector. And those internship roles are a whole variety. We've got a marketing and comms intern. We've got somebody who's doing a fundraising assistant internship, a customer service representative role. So there are a whole variety of roles. And these additional 20 internships give us even more opportunity to get more roles out there within the sector and for more blind and partially sighted people to gain employment.
And it's getting that employment, that chance that's been the difficult part, hasn't it, for people who
Absolutely.
Have a visual impairment. It's getting that first foot in the door.
The reason we set up our internship programme back in 2015 was to try and combat that, to give people that opportunity to get the first step on the ladder, if you like. And we found that 85% of our interns have gone on into employment within 6 months of completing their internship. And some have done that even sooner than the 6 months. So we've been delighted at the success that we've had, and we want to continue to have that success on a much bigger scale. In the way our internship programme works, the employment team at Thomas Pocklington Trust provides support to the interns throughout their placement. So throughout the 9 months, they are getting support not only from their host organisation, but also from our team. And what we try and do towards the middle, towards the end of that internship, is work with them to start identifying possible job roles that they could move on and apply for. So we're hoping that we will continue that successful outcome for the job seekers as this programme develops.
So getting that real work experience, that real working environment which they can take on to other employers, it's also kind of confidence building as well, because we have heard from blind and partially sighted people before when they're going for interviews, they find it a bit difficult to talk about sight loss or try and explain to employers about all the help and support like access to work that's out there for the employers.
Absolutely. So we see the internship programme as giving the blind and partially sighted people an opportunity to gain that confidence, to build up their self-esteem and to work with us. We support them with any access to work inquiries and by making sure that all the relevant and appropriate equipment and support is in place. So hopefully that then gives them the confidence to go on and look for work elsewhere once the internship completes.
Also joining us, we have from RNIB, Martin O'Kane. Martin, you know, employment is such a big topic and indeed an important topic as well. So I suppose collaborations like this are crucial, sort of pooling resources, if you like.
It's a very good way of us being able to combine the knowledge and skills of our employment teams so that blind and partially sighted people get the best support that they can to find employment. And also, we jointly can increase awareness of the benefits of doing an internship by putting it out through all of our communication channels, whether that's at RNIB or Thomas Pocklington. So we really can encourage as wide a pool to consider these internship opportunities. RNIB has a very successful retention support service that we have been running for a number of years. We help over 1,200 blind and partially sighted people every year to stay in work. And giving this support to people in employment is so important because many people with sight loss still leave work unnecessarily every year. So with this partnership, we see it as a way of not just helping people to find work through the trainee aspect to it. But further down the line, when they secure longer term employment, we can be there to provide that ongoing support. So making sure the adjustments are in place and support the employee and the employer to enable people to progress and really thrive in employment.
Some people may wonder why you're asking organisations within the sight loss sector then to take on these internships, perhaps some of the smaller sort of grassroots societies as well. Is that something they perhaps struggle with, or perhaps don't have the breadth of staff to do more in recruitment? So you're offering them the chance to benefit from this too?
There are many smaller charities, organisations who provide really important services to people with sight loss. All of them don't necessarily have a particular focus on employment or have the resources to deliver any kind of intensive employment support services. So what we are aiming with this partnership is that we want to engage other organisations, maybe who haven't had much understanding or experience of supporting people with sight loss into work, to take part in the programme, and they can learn about how to support someone with sight loss through taking an internship. And of course, they will also get really good people into their organisation to help improve the services that they do deliver. And I think it's worth mentioning as well, Alan, that RNIB are also offering a number of opportunities for blind or partially sighted people to sample work on a shorter term basis. If you go onto our job vacancies webpage, you can find some short term work placement options that can be completed from 6 to 9 weeks, and there's part-time options there as well. And it might be a good option for someone who just wants a very short period of work placement. There are different opportunities available within RNIB teams, and you can find it on the Work For Us section of the RNIB website at rnib.org.uk/jobs, or just call our helpline on 0303 123 99 99, and just ask someone about the See It Differently work placements.
And Emma, if people would like to find out more about these internships that you're partnering with RNIB, the longer term internships, or indeed for the organisations who may want to host some of the interns, how do they get in touch?
For the host organisations, so these are for sight loss sector organisations who would like to have an intern come into their workforce, you can find details on our website, which is www.pocklington-trust.org.uk, or people can send an email to Josh Feehan, who is leading on this area of work for Thomas Pocklington Trust, joshua.feehan@pocklington-trust.org.uk. And the portal, we're doing an online portal for host organisations to submit their applications, and it's open for 2 weeks, so it closes on the 14th of September. And then the successful organisations will be notified, and we hope to be able to start to recruit the interns from October onwards. So we will have more publicity and promotion around the roles that we're going to be filling around the end of September, beginning of October.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully we'll come back to you and find out a bit more about how it's all going when the interns are in place. But for the moment, to Emma and to Martin, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.